This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, it's crunch time in Jeff City, baby. We got 3 days left in the legislative session, and Senator Nick Schroer is on the line with us this morning from District 2 out in St. Charles County. Nick, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you on, my friend. It sounds like, before we get to what might pass before the end of the session, the House and the Senate are kind of going at each other right now over some budget cuts. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and it's interesting, and I typically vote against most of the budget. There's a lot of good that's in there, and I always praise whoever the budget chair is because they've got a tough job to do, and I think that's why they don't put me there, because I would just tell everybody, you don't get a damn thing.
Thank you.
It goes back to the taxpayers. But even though I voted against most of the budget, there was a predicament yesterday as the House refused to take up a bill that the Senate added a couple more million into. Of course, I voted against that. But even though it was like a $5 million increase from what they had proposed, they refused to take it up. All of these good projects and the bad projects all went by the wayside. Now, a curveball entered the chat yesterday with this bill that was added on to a piece of legislation in the House, which could go into the billions of tax credits to save Kansas City Chiefs and Royals that the House approved. So the budget chair in the House or in the Senate stood up and said, well, wait a second. If a $5 million increase on a budget item dealing with hospitals and some other stuff is unacceptable, but billions of dollars to rich owners of the Royals and the Chiefs, that's acceptable. What world are we living in? And, you know, I rarely agree with my colleague Lincoln Huff, but on that one, he did have a great point.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, so I think what they're claiming here is if the state doesn't pony up some money, they'll move the stadium to the Kansas City side, right? To the Kansas side?
Yeah, that's exactly it, to the Kansas side. And look, we should have learned our lesson from the St. Louis Rams debacle.
Yeah.
And government getting involved in all of that. So I think there's other ways to bring money to this region. And if the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting there with their hand out, look, conservatives shouldn't give them the money. They shouldn't give them taxpayer money. Instead, look, if we're going to give tax breaks to rich owners of NFL teams, let's do it for everybody. Let's do it for the people that are scraping by, working day in and day out, listening to the Mark Cox Show on the way to work this morning.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, you've had a couple of bills that you've been successful with this year. Tell us about those.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch that I've gotten done this year. We looked at it, I think it was about 12 or 15 different bills. The most notable one was the first bill on the governor's desk. That's a crime package. It dealt with illegal immigration. It dealt with what we just saw the other day, gave the tools to the police to stop these drag shows and street takeovers. However, we need the police. So that was the other aspect of this. Recruitment retention is record lows. The police board has not gone into effect yet. They're still interviewing people to take over that board, but it would be a citizen board control instead of the defund the police communists that we've seen on the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Another one was something we just got interviewed in the news on the radioactive fund and using general revenue to test some of these sites in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and St. Charles County. You've got the Westlake landfill, the Weldon Spring landfill. I've got a couple other bills dealing with property rights that made it to the governor's desk about a week ago. We saw on the Kansas City side, Mayor Quentin Lucas and the Democrats over there were trying to say, hey, if you're a landowner and you're going to rent your house out, you can't take into account certain things like someone's criminal history or their ability to pay. And if we find out that you've denied somebody to rent your house because of that, then we're going to lock you up.
That's insane. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard. You put your money on the line to buy a piece of property, you want to rent it out, and you're not allowed to do like a credit check or make sure that the individual you're about to rent to has a good history of paying their bills.
Yeah, you know, being documents and had to remind our colleagues of that our founding fathers felt so passionate about that they said, look, you know, the government's going to stand up for life, liberty, and property. So yeah, that bill was a no-brainer. It made it. But there's a couple other ones dealing with the line of death duty compensation fund that was expiring this year. So police and fire who are dying in the line of duty, that was previously set at $25,000. So if you're a police officer who gets shot in the most horrendous, violent city in America, which is the city of St. Louis, you were only entitled, your family was only entitled to $25,000. We're upping that to $100,000 per death, the line of duty death. So a couple other good first responder bills, chipping away at some of the tax cuts that I don't think will get done this week. But this is a make or break moment in the last week of session. We have to be obligated to be done by Friday. And there's still three things. Right now, I think it's a good session. There's good and bad, but I think the good outweighs the bad. However, if we can get three things done this week, most notably sending an amendment back to the voters on the pro-life issue. We've seen that now there's murderous abortions up to the time of birth happening unregulated in these facilities. We also need to figure out the SAPA 2.0 bill in protecting your rights as a Second Amendment gun owner. And number three, this Prop A fix. When voters went out there and thought that they were just doing the minimum wage, they also increased a massive amount of mandated paid sick leave and different mechanisms where you can't even ask an employee, hey, why are you calling in sick today? You were just, you know, sick 2 months ago, whatever it may be. So we're trying to work and exempt a lot of different business owners who shouldn't have to do this.
Back to Amendment 3 for a minute. Why in the world would we put that on the ballot in November of next year? I mean, that's going to be a midterm. And isn't that just inviting all the crazy pink hats to turn out to vote?
Yeah, and that's something that I think the governor is going to look at hard and long to figure out when is the best time to put this on the ballot. And, you know, there's several different reactions. I think, you know, as long as we can get our grassroots out there and start educating the people, that's something that we had a disadvantage last time because you had over 40 million coming in from out of this state to change our constitution.
Right.
Over 4 million came from out of this nation from a billionaire in Switzerland. So yeah, I think it's going to be a talk with the governor and deciding when the best time to put this on there. But we're going to need a little bit of time to educate the voters as to what this bill does and how these millionaires that were funding this campaign last time were so wrong about it.
I agree with you completely, Senator.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nick Schroer on the phone with us this morning. A couple more questions. So IP reform was it not even discussed this session?
It was discussed in the Senate. This is an interesting aspect. We're encouraging. There's a big push right now in talks with the governor to say, hey, we need a special session now. We know it's not going to get done. The House didn't even refer the initial petition bills. And I've heard from leadership over there that, well, wait a second. We don't want to change these rules and make it harder for us to stand for life and allow the voters a chance to correct that wrong that was Amendment 3. But at the same time, we could put that on the ballot and say it's going to have an effect the next election. So
right.
It's still a top-tier issue, at least to Senate leadership. I was talking to them yesterday, and we're in discussions with the governor on different approaches that we could come in on a special session and deal with it.
Good. I'm glad they're considering that. Nick, also, what about all the talk at the beginning of the session about doing something with income tax, either
yeah.
reducing it or at some point eliminating it? I know then Governor-elect Kehoe was all in on that idea, but I have heard not much about it since then.
Yeah, it was like one of those fireworks on 4th of July that you send up. You expect yeah. this big explosion, and then it just tiny little pop.
Right.
All of that momentum, it was good. We had a bunch of debates. Myself, Senator Ben Brown, a couple others brought our bills together. And at that point, it's kind of where it stopped. I think it moved out of committee. The House version couldn't get their wheels turning when it comes to replacing that revenue. There was a lot of talk on increasing the broad base of a sales tax, increasing it to different services. I say, hey, guys, let's just cut spending. That's a huge concept that we could do is return money back to the people. Let them spend it. They're going to spend it in our economy, and we can cut spending elsewhere. But I have talked to the governor's office, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and said, hey, if this thing does not get done, where does that fall on your priority list? Because I heard it was our big crime bill, school choice, and this tax cut, this income tax cut. And he said that moves to number one. So we're going to see a massive push. I'm going to be filing the bill again next year, I think, along with a number of different senators and representatives.
Yeah. Wow. Nick, keep up the great work, my friend, and best of luck between now and Friday getting some of this stuff pulled through.
I'll keep you updated.
Please do.
God bless you all.
All right. Talk to you soon. Senator Nick Schroer there from the 2nd District.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.